How's it going, guys? Happy Sukkot. Thank you guys so much for giving me opportunity to use my talents Messiah gave me to oversee this message today for the feast. We're going to look at Hesed, Jehovah's loving kindness. I bet you've all practiced that. Bet you we all practiced it. We've received it from Jehovah, and we get to share it with others. Has anyone ever heard of the word Hesed? Charles? Yes. 2-3 days ago. Yes. Okay. We're look at the word Hesed. It's in the whole Bible. Hesed is Jehovah's loving kindness, compassion, goodness, loyalty, loyal love. God's Hesed is loving kindness, compassion, goodness, loyalty, and loyal love. We're going to look at aspects of that today, of him showing his Hesed to us, us showing his Hesed back to him, us showing Hesed to our brothers and sisters, and showing that Hesed to a lost, fallen world. A big part of the Feast of Tabernacles that I really get to enjoy is we talk about the birth of the Messiah, Yeshua. John 1:14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Hebrew word for dwelt means tabernacle. Yeah, God came to dwell with us, to tabernacle with us. Now we're going to look at parts of Jehovah's Hesed toward us, his word. Still looking for a jackalope. Any jackalopes around? None around? Okay, maybe I'll find one on the way here. All right, we're going to look at parts of Jehovah's Hesed toward us. A big part of is his word. Jehovah's loving kindness. He sent us his word to guide us, to hear his voice. We're going to look at his word, his Torah. Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When we walk in this world, we need a light. Sometimes we can be put in situations we don't know or understand. Jehovah gave us his word to teach us, to guide us, to radiate, a lamp unto our feet so we can walk holy and obedient, and a light to our path so we know where to walk. As we know, the scripture says, enter through the narrow gate. The way is narrow through Messiah Yeshua, through his word. We're to enter that. We're also, he gave us his Torah, his word, for our own good. Deuteronomy 10:13. If this comes up, we'll definitely get it. Deuteronomy 13. To keep the commandments of Jehovah and his statutes that I'm commanding you today for your own good. Deuteronomy 10:13 says, to keep the commandments of Adonai and his statutes I'm commanding you today for your own good. He gave us commandments for our own good, his loving kindness toward us. We know not to steal, not to have anybody steal from us, to murder and covet. I like interest-free money. I like a seventh day off. I like a Sabbath year. Those are commandments were given to us for our own good, to know them, and not only to keep them, but to share them. He gave us his word for us to be successful, Joshua 1:8. Well, we're going to look at Joshua 1:8. The book of the Torah, the law, shall not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will be successful. Joshua 1:8, this book of the Torah, the law, shall not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will make your ways prosperous, and there you will be successful. Another way Jehovah shows his kindness toward us, his hesed, is to give us his word, to know it, so we can be successful, so we can be lights to the world. He gave his word for us for deliverance and health. Psalm 107:20. He sent his word to them and healed them from their destruction. Jehovah's loving kindness is to send us his word, 107:20, to heal us from our destruction. The Proverbs teaches you is a man thinks in his heart as he is. A lot of times if we don't have the instructions of Jehovah, we tend to go our own way. And we find out that's not a good thing. But if we have the light unto our path and a light to our feet, we follow Jehovah for our own good, and we have his deliverance and health, we will be able to be the people that he commands us to be. And he also sent us our master teacher, Messiah Yeshua, to live as he truly wants us to live. John 5:24. John 5:24 says, "Amen, amen, I tell you, whoever hears my words and trusts in the one who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but pass over from death unto life." We will live with Messiah and Jehovah for eternity. But something interesting we can look at. Eternal life starts when you put your faith in him. Starts now. You can have that eternal life now when you put your faith in him. To show you how to truly live, to advance our talents, to advance our calling. And he gave us his feast days in Leviticus 23. 8 days of Sukkoting, day off on the Sabbath, times that we can meet with him. He appointed those times for us to meet with him. During the feast times, I grow a lot. I get to meet people. I get encouraged to be a better believer, to be a better follower of Messiah, and to learn and be a blessing to others. Now we're going to look at ways we can show you Hesed back to God, to Jehovah. And covenant relationships with man and God. That the function of Hesed, the heart of the Hesed, is to exchange good for good done. God is good to us. We should be good to others. When the Hesed is flowing, it touches the heart of a human being. And it moves back. We're commanded to be a light to the nations, to follow Messiah. And remember that we're to exchange good for good done. God is good to us. We should be good to him, and we should be good to others. Let's see how we give that goodness back to Jehovah. Here are ways we show Hesed back to him, his loving kindness. Keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments. We're to keep his commandments, to enjoy the commandments, to keep them. That's how we show our love for him. That's what we're saved for. As the book of Ecclesiastes teaches us, fear God, keep his commandments. For it's the chief end of man. We're to keep his commandments. We're to honor God with our bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We're to honor God with our bodies. That teaches us that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit that we have received from God. We shall honor the temple. We will also look as an example in the scripture in the book of Daniel. Look at Daniel 1:8. Daniel 1:8. And my phone froze. Okay. Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the king's delicacies or with wine he was drinking. So he entreated the chief official for permission not to defile himself. Daniel chose to live holy and set apart. Daniel purposed in his heart. The Hebrew word purposed is Tokenit. Tokenit is to a master plan, a blueprint, a purpose. Daniel set an example for us to be holy, to be set apart. And the blueprint is a way we could do that is keep Jehovah's laws, keep his food laws. Do you guys think there's a way in the food laws we could show that Hesed back to him? Yes, there is. In Leviticus 11, we see spiritual applications in the food laws. Leviticus 11:3, we are to eat animals. We only eat the animals that have a split hoof and choose the cud. Our Messiah Yeshua is known as a lamb. What's so special about an animal that has a split hoof? It divides. Truth from error. Light from darkness. Holiness, righteousness. By chewing the cud, it digests it twice. Are we thinking about the Word of God? Are we doing it? Are we doing that twice? Part of keeping the food laws is a way we can show Hesed to Jehovah. We're going to look at scales and fins. We're going to look at Leviticus 11:9. The only fish we could eat in the water, as Leviticus 11:9 says, the only fish we can eat in the water are those with scales and fins. What's so specific about these animals? They go against the current. They go against the current. We're to go against the ways of the world and follow Messiah. We're to go against the current. As Yeshua said, the way's narrow. As Charles mentioned, strive to enter through. And this, and Matt has talked about salvation, the narrow gate. We've talked about that. Through keeping the food laws, when you look at them, striving, we're going against the current. By having the scales and fins, those fish have armor. They give them strength to go against the current. Does the scripture tell us in Ephesians 6 to put on the full armor of God? So we could take a stand against the devil's schemes? So that's another way we can honor Jehovah, keeping the food laws. As we look at the birds, we can only eat birds that don't kill other birds. As the scripture says in the Ten Commandments, as the Sixth Commandment says, do not murder. We're not to murder each other. So we do not eat those type of birds that would kill one another. Now also, we go to the insects. The insects, they have four legs. If you look at these insects, the way they travel in packs and communities, they can cause some real damage. We should team together and definitely cause some damage to Hasatan's kingdom as we glorify Messiah. I will look at one of the unclean animals that we're not going to eat. There's a bunch of them in there that would pretty much spend all day we could look at. We're not to eat a snake. Why are we not allowed to eat a snake? A snake crawls on its belly. A snake is led by his stomach. We're not to be led by our stomach. We're to be led by the Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We're to be led by the Spirit and walk into the commandments. Now, how are we supposed to show Hesed to other believers? So far, we learned to show loving kindness to him by his keeping his commandments. We can show his loving kindness to each other. How do we show that to each other? 1 John 5:2-3. We're going to look at 1 John 5:2-3. This is how we know we love the children of God, if we keep his commandments. The way we love each other, a big part of it is keeping his commandments. Not stealing from you guys, honoring you guys, keeping the commandments is a way we show love for you and a love for God. Another way we can show love to each other is to remember our duty, our term to walk as we follow Messiah Yeshua. The way we walk is 1 John 2:6. 1 John 2:6 teaches us that anyone claims to be in Messiah Yeshua must walk as he did. That's how we are to walk. How did Messiah Yeshua walk? He served one another. He taught one another. He built each other up. He taught us the difference between light and darkness, truth and lie. The Messiah Yeshua taught us that. We're to follow him. What did Yeshua do? He proclaimed the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is upon you. Preach the gospel. One thing that we can all be doing is preaching the gospel. He had compassion on widows. Luke 7:11-17. Luke 7:11-17. The next day Yeshua traveled to a town called Nain, and coming along with his disciples and a large crowd. Just as he came near to the town gate, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, a widow. And a considerable crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her and said, don't cry. Then he came up and touched the coffin, and the pallbearers came to a standstill. He said, young man, I tell you, get up. The dead man sat up and began speaking, and Yeshua gave him to his mother. Fear took hold of all of them, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet has appeared among us, and God has visited his people. Well, taking care of orphans and widows, it teaches us to do that. If there's an orphan and widow in our congregation, we should take care of them, to look out for them, exchanging the good for good done, practicing the Hesed. What else did Yeshua command us in the scripture to practice Hesed? Us younger believers, submit to elders. Romans 12:10. Elders have walked in the faith longer than us. They would know different things that they could use to glorify Messiah. When you have an elder that's spirit-filled, that'll be able to teach, If you would sit under them and would listen as they would point you to follow Messiah, you'd be able to grow. And you could teach, and you would be able to teach others. I've been blessed to have great elders in my fellowship that I would be able to go see and learn and get closer to Messiah. The way we could show loving kindness to one another is husbands. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. Ephesians 5:25. Love our wives. Respect them. Show kindness to them. Messiah himself, we are his bride. He's our husband. He feeds us. He takes care of us. He loves us. He's gentle with us. We can practice his loving kindness to our wives, to treat them well, to honor them, to help them in what they're doing, to practice that loving kindness. Also, Messiah Yeshua gave us gifts to glorify his body. Everybody has a gift. We can use those gifts to glorify him in the kingdom. Certain people were gifted with their hands. Others are gifted in prophecy. Others teach. Others are around for leadership. Our focus is to glorify Messiah and to use the gifts. Each gift we have, we can build up the body as we build up Messiah. We're to take the gifts and use them to teach them. And we're to show chesed to our enemies. At one time, if we look at Romans 5:10, we're going to look at Romans 5:10. For if while we were yet enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? We were enemies to God, and he showed his chesed, his loving kindness to us, when we didn't deserve it. So how do we show that back? By loving our enemies. As Messiah Yeshua said in Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He caused the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and send the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. The way we show loving kindness as chesed to our enemies is to bless them, because we were enemies to the Father. We're to intercede for our enemies. In Luke 23:24. That's terrible writing. But Yeshua was saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. If our master showed love to his enemies, we should imitate that. And I know it's a struggle for all of us. It's a struggle for me. I struggle when pretty much all this. I need the Spirit's help to empower me to live holy and set apart. And also, as we continue on, the joint. Last part. Practicing chesed to everyone to exchange that loving kindness. Galatians 6:10 says, do good to all. Do good to people you see. People you know, show chesed to them. Help an older lady with her groceries. Give some charity work somewhere. To practice that. The greatest in the kingdom is those who serve. Matthew 23:11. Taking that chesed, the good for good done, serving your brothers and sisters, encouraging the leadership here that's serving. Help them out. To be the greatest in the kingdom, it's those that serve. The greatest chesed doer would be the greatest in the kingdom, the one that practices the most chesed. And that's pretty much all I have for you guys. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to give this message. I'm from Belvern, Pennsylvania. Our fellowship is Fellowship of Yahweh in Washington, PA. We're Revelation 14:12 believers. We try our best to keep the commandments of God and hold on to the testimony of Yeshua. As Scripture commands us, we're true seekers that love the Lord and love His ways and just want to glorify Him. If you guys are in the area, if you'd like to visit us, you're definitely welcome to. Thank you guys for giving me the opportunity. If anybody wants to ask any questions on anything, feel free. What's up, boss? Alright. I thought you wanted something higher. That's for all this. Alright. I thought you had a question, Troll. That's okay.
Well, I was going to give this one. Yeah, I agree with everything you said, but that Galatians 6:10 says to do good unto all men, especially those that have faith.
Yes. Yes.
Now, those are the priority one. We in this most blessed country really have it good when you see how the rest of the world is. And I have papers out here. It's not my turn. Can you hear me more better? Okay. This is not my time, but I have put some papers out there on the table about Kenya Hands of Hope. I've been there. I know the plight those people live. And if you ever go to a third world country, you'll certainly appreciate what God has done in keeping his promise to Abraham here in this once most blessed country on the face of the earth. It could be that we're going to need to help each other out here. But, yeah, Daniel, you did good, and it wasn't my time. I was wanting to hand this to somebody else. Anybody?
Would you mind expanding on the word and why you use hesed?
Oh, hesed, that is God's loving kindness. Hesed is his loving kindness, his compassion, his goodness, his loyalty, and his loyal love. And hesed, when it's in function, God himself initiates the covenant with us. Hesed, when it has a function, when it's in function, the heart of it is exchanging good for good done. When you look at the commandments, God is good to us. That's why we are good to others. Is that, you want to expand any more? Or?
What's the Greek or Hebrew number for that?
For hesed?
Yes.
Let's find out.
I was trying to look that up in the back of mine. I've got a Greek and Hebrew concordance. And
okay.
I was just looking under love, and I couldn't find hesed.
Okay.
Under
there. Strong's concordance 2:6:18. Yes.
Hesed is from God's perspective, or is it two way?
It's God's perspective, and it can go two ways. It functions the way it functions. It's come from him, and it goes two ways. You exchange it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Is this on? Yeah, I guess. So perhaps, how's that word hesed? That's the Hebrew.
Yes.
How's it used in the English? In Scripture.
In the English, basically loving kindness. Love.
Loving kindness.
Yes.
Mercy.
Mercy. Yes. Yes. Mercy. Yes. Yeah, loyalty. Yeah, loyal love. Yes.
That's one of the things that I would encourage people to do is a study on the word, the difference between mercy and grace, because there's people think, well, grace, that came with Messiah, that's the New Testament, but there's a misunderstanding of those words and their definitions, and there's a lot more in the Old Testament than there is in the New Testament. Obviously, Messiah is the key for the New Testament, but so a word study there is kind of really important.
What is the difference between agape love and hesed?
Oh, agape love is unconditional, and hesed has the aspects in it with loyalty, loyal love. Yes.